Network Marketing 2.0, episode 067. For show transcript and more information, training, and things like that, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios, and on this episode I have some very, very interesting opinion to give you. I'm actually specifically going to be talking about the two things you must do in this network marketing times. The two things you must do in this network marketing times. In this day and time, day and age, it's an absolute different horizon or platform, or may I call it an absolutely different environment. And but you know what? There's some things that just hasn't changed, and there's some things that will change either you like it or not. The number one thing that probably will change is medium. Okay, so medium, marketing, message, marketing, medium, those three M's never really change. You could be in any generation, any decades, any times, you know, any era, you could be in any of those things. And you know, the fact that you need a corresponding message with media and message, medium, what's the third one? I'm forgetting the third one. Message, medium, and marketing, okay? So you need to market. So market, medium, message. Those three things never really change. However, the medium by itself can change. We may change from TV to radio. Sorry, from radio to TV. We may change to using telephones. We may change to using internet like it did in the mid-90s, right? And we're in an age right now where internet is mostly accessible from our mobile phones. So I was listening to a video that was a video interview that was conducted by Eric Worre and Randy Gage. You know, Eric Worre and Randy Gage. And this video to their credit, okay? To their credit, this video was recorded back and uploaded to YouTube back in 2012. But, you know, I'm still a little baffled with some of the things I was hearing in that video, and I wanted to bring it out to you. And I want to bring it to your attention, and I want to tell you to be very careful with how you value the legends. You know, legends are a beautiful thing for us. You know, like the people with legendary status like Eric Worre, Randy Gage, people that have been around the industry, they have that experience. And, you know, there's a saying from my heritage that if you have more success than an older person, you can't have more failure than an older person. Okay, so ultimately we must tap into their wisdom, into their experience, but you must also be very careful on what kind of advice you take from somebody who does not embrace change. In this video, you have people around the gauge using languages like multi-level moron. He's pretty much referring to people that are conducting their business on the internet as multi-level moron. And his excuses within the first 3-4 minutes of that video was because they were in groups on Facebook spamming and ruining the internet network or the network marketing profession or industry, which again they get anal about, if you should call it profession, excuse my language, call it professional industry. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Languages barely matters. What matters in most cases is results. That's what matters, my friend. And these guys are on YouTube. They uploaded a YouTube video onto the internet to tell you to not use the internet. Now, yes, they were saying this back in 2012. I have a very strong feeling they've changed their position since then. But I also have I don't really like the idea that you cannot fundamentally, even if this was 1967, understand that changes will come, technology will come, and you're going to be doing yourself a disservice by not embracing it, okay? It's not every change you need to embrace, but also there's some fundamental things like medium. When you're dealing with market media and market media and message, when you're dealing with the fact that media will always change because human beings evolve how they communicate, and you can't figure that out in 1967, have a very strong feeling you're probably struggling financially even if you're making $1 million per year. I have a strong feeling that you don't know how to think when it comes to entrepreneurship, ultimately on a wider scope, okay? So that's what I have for you today. Just be careful. There are two things that you need in this network marketing time. You need to brand yourself and you need to bring value to the table, okay? If you're bringing value to the table, you're not bringing value. If you are going to be sitting there bashing the internet, it's kind of too late to do that. But I saw the video and I feel like a lot of people are probably still watching that video. So let me be honest with you. You need to embrace the internet. You need to embrace technology and you need to stop saying things like technology ruins stuff. It doesn't. Okay. When it comes to spamming, network marketers have always spammed. Without the internet, they knocked on people's doors without necessarily being invited. That's called spamming. So it's not the technology that makes it spamming. It's the behavior. If you are serving unsolicited messages to the wrong market, that's called, or to a market that hasn't exactly invited it, that's called spamming. Now, granted, that would be the only way to market. My point is that just straight bashing, spamming, and calling it ruining and things like that is half truth. It's just half truth. It's not all the way true. All right. So be careful what kind of advice you take from the legends, but always respect them because they have an unlimited amount of wisdom to give us because they've gone through it. They've gone through it all, even without the internet that we have today. So you can always learn something from them. That's all I have for you today. A little bit extended, but I needed to say what I needed to say. In this network marketing times, you must do two things. You must brand yourself and you must have value for the marketplace. That will be the only reason why anybody join you in any business or buy anything from you. I will see you on the next episode and peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.